Previously on the Baker's Dozen podcast.
Baseball can't simply run away and hide from the steroid era. Frankly, it needs its own wing in the Hall of Fame. It's a huge part of what baseball was, especially in the 90s.
People need to calm down on Sterling Shepard. He was carted off, sprained ankle.
Yeah, he cried though, so.
Gotta get to work. That's right. I keep the ladies creaming, and all my fans got screaming. You can defeat me, you're dreaming.
On Sunday this past August 6th in Canton, Ohio, LaDainian Tomlinson, Kurt Warner, Jason Taylor, Terrell Davis, Morton Anderson, Kenny Easley, and Jerry Jones became the latest members to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Just last week, on our most recent episode of 10 Minute Parking, we dissected and analyzed the potential 2018 class for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And since that garnered plenty of positive attention, and yeah, a healthy share of negative feedback on some of my decisions, it only seemed fitting to do the same for the pigskin side of things.
The trick to cereal is keeping 70% of it above the milk.
Jerry, get a job.
So in order to be eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a player must be 5 years removed from his final NFL season. Any other contributor, like Cowboys under Jerry Jones in 2017, they're eligible at any time. Only two players on their first bout in 2017, Tomlinson and Taylor, were selected. In fact, there hasn't been three first-timers on the same ballot in the same class since the early 70s. So to say that the Hall's 46-member selection committee is finicky, that's a true understatement.
What's the matter?
I have a headache.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor!
In November, 15 finalists for the Hall are named, and the day before the Super Bowl, the committee meets. Of those final 15, you must earn 80% of the vote in order to earn a place in the Hall. At least four members must be elected, but no more than eight can be elected in a given year. Side note, the last guy to earn 100% of the vote? Brett Favre, as part of the class of 2016.
What the hell is Brett Favre doing here?
I'm in town to play the Dolphins, you dumbass.
My name is River City Clement, and welcome to our latest episode in our continuing limited series, 10 Minute Parking. The format is simple. We have 10 minutes exactly to discuss and debate a topic and come to a decision. And today, we're going to do just that. We're here today to break down the likely players, and I'm going to stick to just players for my ballot, for the 2018 Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I'm going to ultimately predict who will make it and who will just miss out. And I think a lot of you are going to be surprised at just how political my decisions are going to have to be, as no Hall of Fame is without its political games. So let's drop in a few coins and get the meter running on our latest episode of 10 Minute Parking, our latest pop-up episode this summer, right here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast. Our first group will be the major names on the ballot for the first time in 2018.
Boss! Randy Moss is in for a touchdown!
Oh, Al Harris playing off, bit up on the route, and Randy Moss, without even really being able to run, as he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss, and it's unfortunate that we had that on our air live. That is disgusting by Randy Moss.
To be perfectly honest, we're starting with the class that is a lot more difficult to break down and prognosticate, especially considering the Pro Football Hall of Fame vote is nowhere near as transparent as baseball's. However, in my opinion, there are two mortal locks for the class of 2018, Ray Lewis and Randy Moss. And we're going to start with the enigmatic Moss. Arguably, he's the number two all-time wide receiver, only second to Jerry Rice. Moss was a six-time Pro Bowler, a four-time All-Pro, Rookie of the Year, and he has statistics that nobody can deny. And when you thought his career was dead after his awful experience in Oakland, here comes the seasons in New England. You can't deny these numbers. Start with his record-breaking 23 touchdown receptions in a single season, his 17-touchdown rookie season, 156 overall TD grabs, 15,000 career receiving yards, and all the flamboyant showmanship and dominance that you could ask for. And really, a lot of what has plagued T.O. from getting in the past two seasons, it's not going to stick the same to Moss, especially with the goodwill he's built up as a member of the football media since his retirement. Simply put, Randy Moss isn't going to have to wait to get into Canton, and you can put straight cash on that, homie. Man, that sounded white, didn't it? Ray Lewis is in a very similar position to Moss. I mean, he's going to be a co-headliner of this class. just look at the numbers. 13 Pro Bowls, 7 All-Pro selections, and 2 Super Bowl rings, including an MVP in Super Bowl 35, and he was the core of that vaunted, legendary 2000 Ravens defense. You got to remember that Ray is a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, and he led a Ravens defense that once went 51 straight games without surrendering a 100-yard rushing performance. Throw in 31 interceptions, 41.5 sacks, over 1,500 tackles, and you have the necessary statistics to put Lewis into Canton at 100%. But if you're going to knock guys like T.O. and Moss, look, yeah, just gloss over Lewis's pass, specifically pleading guilty to obstruction of justice in a murder case. And I gotta say, a class with Moss, with Lewis, and even with T.O., that's a lot of baggage that the NFL has to think about. The media, you know they'll be all over it one way or the other. The third guy is the most interesting story. It's Brian Urlacher. Look, it's obvious that he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He shouldn't have to wait. However, that's likely going to be his fate, at least for 1 year. Comparisons fair or unfair to Lewis in the numbers game, that might squeeze him out until 2019. And what ultimately might be his determining factor is what I said at the beginning of this episode, that three newcomers haven't been enshrined in the same year since the early 70s. Politics is a messy game, even when it comes down to something that should be as simple as Hall of Fame voting with a talent like Urlacher. But even though the system might be difficult to him, don't sleep on his resume. Urlacher's an 8-time Pro Bowler, a 4-time All-Pro, he won Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year, and reached a Super Bowl in 2006. He ended his career with the same number of sacks as Ray Lewis, 41.5. He also had 22 interceptions. He was named a member of the 2000s All-Decade Team. Urlacher will join fellow Bears middle linebacker Michael Singletary in Canton. And if somehow Moss's reputation catches up with him, Urlacher will slide into that spot. But ultimately, I don't see him enshrined in 2018. It'll be 2019. And for that, the system, it's flawed. Other names to consider, Steve Hutchinson, one of the top offensive linemen of this millennium. He's going to have a strong case, spearheaded by 7 Pro Bowl selections, being named an All-Pro 5 times. But he's got a few years to go, especially since Alan Faneca, who fell short last year, he's not in Canton, and he rates higher than Hutchinson. Richard Seymour, a 3-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, is another intriguing case. His sack numbers, 57.5, don't pop out, but he was an interior lineman. 7 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pro selections, that helps. Personally, I think I might lean to get Seymour in, but it's one of the cases that I'm really on the fence about, and I just need more research. 2018, it won't be his year anyway. Rondé Barber is also stuck playing the numbers game, because the guy on paper has one of the strongest cases of anyone not named Urlacher to be that third entrant behind the obvious picks of Moss and Lewis. In 16 seasons, the other twin Barber made 5 Pro Bowls, was a 3-time All-Pro selection, won a Super Bowl in 2002, and helped anchor a historic Bucs defense alongside current Hall of Famers Warren Sapp and Derrick Brooks, and perhaps a soon-to-be fellow Hall of Famer in John Lynch. Barber's the only defensive player in history with 45-plus interceptions and 25-plus sacks. He's also got an Ironman streak with the most consecutive starts at corner at 215, and he's 4th all-time with 14 non-offensive touchdowns. Whoa, we're seriously about to run long. Better throw a couple extra quarters in so we don't get towed. Our second group will be those eligible in 2017 and earlier who still stand a realistic chance of making it to Canton one day.
Garcia going deep. Owens on this side. Just makes the catch. Touchdown.
What is... Is that a pin?
Yeah. He had a pin in his sock and he pulled it out and autographed the ball.
That's a first. Who would even think of that?
Who would think of that? Terrell Owens would think of that.
Surprise, surprise, it's Terrell Owens and controversy. T.O., he's clearly the most controversial case in recent years for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Him not getting in the last 2 years has been clickbait, to say the least. And yet it seems almost too fitting, perhaps, that we may finally see T.O. in Canton after 2 years of falling inexplicably short alongside Randy Moss. If most people have Moss as number 2 to Jerry Rice, just as many likely have T.O. locked up with the Bronze. Like him, love him, hate him, despise him. In 15 seasons with 5 teams, it's obvious that Owens ruffled more than a few feathers. To put it bluntly, T.O. pissed off more people than nearly any player in his era, and that goes for fans as well, maybe even more so. And yet, just like Moss, his numbers can't be ignored nor denied. Owens ended up making 6 Pro Bowls, he was a 5-time All-Pro selection, he's 2nd all-time in receiving yards, 3rd all-time in touchdown receptions, and he's the only player in NFL history to have scored, twice in fact, against every NFL team. He also played the Super Bowl on a broken foot, that's toughness. Whether it was T.O.'s antics in the end zone, the sideline, the star at midfield in Dallas, crying to reporters, or even in his own driveway doing crunches, Owens was polarizing beyond words. But the numbers and his impact on the field, they can't be denied from Canton, not much longer. Although it's disturbing that several leak reports have a lot of members of the media saying that Owens, he's going to be waiting again in 2018, which is absolutely ridiculous. That's a personal vendetta. That's not about the Hall of Fame. That's about the specific ego of a block of voters. But I'm going to buck that trend this year and say that Owens joins Moss. Owens not making it is not going to make it any easier for Urlacher to make it under these esoteric rules. And I just refuse to believe that T.O. isn't a Hall of Fame talent, despite the baggage that came with him. And let's be honest, that arrest record, clear. Nearly as frustrating last year was Brian Dawkins not being in. He should have been in 2017. And with Ed Reed due in 2019 and Troy Polamalu in 2020, 2018, it needs to be Dawkins' year. And the numbers more than back up why it should have happened last year. 9 Pro Bowls, 4 All-Pro selections. He's a member of the 2020 club for forced fumbles and interceptions. Dawkins, in fact, he's the sole member in NFL history to be in that 30-for-30 club of the same distinction. The constant presence that was in the vaunted defense of Jim Johnson in Philly put Dawkins in, folks. It's going to happen in 2018. Although, interestingly, it's another safety that fell short that may take Dawkins' spot. That's John Lynch. Which is unfortunate because both belong in Canton. Lynch, a 9-time Pro Bowler and 3-time All-Pro in his own right, is a member of both the Bucs and the Broncos' rings of fame. He may not have the numbers that Dawkins does, but he has a Super Bowl ring and he has a spot on that aforementioned legendary Bucs defense. And while I think he and his teammate Rondé Barber are going to have to wait, there'd be no surprise in a year with a few malcontents, a good guy like Lynch getting in. But let's be honest, Dawkins fits that role just as well. 4 big uglies are fighting for my last spot. Alan Faneca, Kevin Mawai, Tony Boselli, and Joe Jacoby. Jacoby, the former Redskin, is in his last year of eligibility, alongside a pretty popular name in Roger Craig, before the two of them are placed into the senior pool. And at this point, maybe that's how they should get in. But there's a lot of goodwill growing for the left tackle of the Hogs to be in the Hall. It's also a pretty safe pick, especially if the trio of Lewis, Owens, and Moss or some combination are enshrined. A selection from these linemen, it's a safe pick to appease some of the voting bloc and the media. But being politically correct isn't the job of this committee. Instead, it's time to forget your swollen egos and pick the best possible class for 2018, whether it involves one of these linemen or not. Faneca, 9-time Pro Bowler, 6-time All-Pro, and a Super Bowl winner, he has the resume that makes him look just too good to pass up for that long, even if the guard position is way too underlooked by the voting committee. He's getting in real soon. Mawai, a center, he's steadily moved closer to induction, and it's gonna happen. I mean, I'd love to see him go in as a Jet, we just don't have a lot in there. And I know Hall of Famer Curtis Martin would be there for him. Tony Boselli really benefited from Terrell Davis getting in this past year, as both were all-pro performers who had their stellar careers cut short 7 seasons apiece due to injury. Should he get in? I'm fine with it, but not with this class. And again, of this group, I think Faneca has the most merit, even above newcomer Steve Hutchinson, but Jacoby is the sentimental pick. I'll flip a coin, and I'm going to put Jacoby in his 15th and final year. It's a fun, emotional, easy sell. Brings back memories of the Hogs. It's good news for the NFL. So to go alongside newcomers Randy Moss and Ray Lewis, I've got 3 people who were on the ballot previously. Brian Dawkins, Joe Jacoby, and, yep, T.O. Look out for John Lynch, though. 2 popular names on the outside, Edgerrin James, I don't think he's getting in, even in a couple years, and Ty Law, who was a sneaky pick, but I honestly can't rate higher than Rondé Barber at the cornerback position, and Rondé's fallen short for me. But he'll get in next year, I think. So to wrap things up, I have 5 players being inducted into the 2018 Hall of Fame class. Wide receivers Randy Moss and Terrell Owens, linebacker Ray Lewis, safety Brian Dawkins, and offensive lineman Joe Jacoby. Brian Urlacher unfortunately waits until 2019, where a spot will be a little easier and, unfortunately, more politically correct to find. And that's unfortunate, because I'd love to see Urlacher and Lewis get in together as they dominated the same position in their respective conferences. Urlacher shouldn't be punished for being the 3rd best player on a stacked ballot. It's an esoteric rule that needs to go away, and it can start right now, but it won't. John Lynch is going to have to wait as well, and Rondé Barber, he might need a few more years, as Champ Bailey and Charles Woodson are soon eligible, and they rate higher as cornerbacks. But don't worry, both Bucks are getting in eventually. The same will be said for a trio of offensive linemen who fall short to Joe Jacoby and Faneca, Hutchinson, and Mawai, with the latter really a 50-50 proposition, even though my Jets blood hopes he's in this year. I think in a quiet year down the road, Ty Law will get in as well. But you know what I'm doing? I'm just giving away next year's podcast for the same topic. So I better stop before I blow that all together.
You got a bad attitude and you don't listen. We do things around here my way. You understand that? You think you're in some fancy school? Bullshit. You show me the kind of smarts, makes me wonder if you know the difference between a sneeze and a wet fart. You're going to be second string all your life, boy.
I really hoped you enjoyed our latest pop-up episode of 10 Minute Parking right here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast with yours truly, your host, River City Clement. We're going to pop up again pretty soon this summer. Whatever the topic's going to specifically be, that might remain to be seen. But we appreciate all the support you've given us this summer as we've slowly made our return back after a 9-month absence. Please check out the info for this episode to connect with us all over social media. But with the meter running out to the final seconds, we only have one thing left to say. Hey, Billy, tell us which way to get to the ocean.
You can talk about the vacation, and if you do that, it's really unfair. It's really unfair. It's my team. It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair. We lost as a team. We lost as a team, man.